Megillah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, 4-4. Now we have a couple of halachas of Kriyas HaTorah, as well as reading the Navi. It says, HaKorah B'Torah, if one's reading the Torah, this is a public reading of the Torah, of course, Lo Yivchos Mishlosh HaPsukim, each person who gets an aliyah should read no fewer than three verses. Again, remember, in the time of the Mishnah, the person who got the aliyah was the one who read the Torah itself, so there's no two separate people. He is both the Ola getting the aliyah, as well as the Bal Korah, the one doing the reading. So he should read at least three verses. This is part of Takanas Ezra, as he set it up when he came back, to parallel the three parts of the Torah, the Nevi'im, and the Ksuvim, which would mean lahalacha, if for some reason a person read two verses and then said the bracha, Asher Nasan Lano, he would actually have to read the Torah again. As far as the brachas, that's a shayla, but you would have to not be yolti the aliyah. Lo yikra le'maturgamon yosmer pasuk echad. Now, in the time of, which means the translator should not be read more than one verse at a time to translate. In the time of Ezra, when he came back, he found that the Jews who had been in exile now for 70 years, they were no longer expert in Lashon HaKodesh, didn't understand Hebrew fluently, and therefore he set up that in addition to the Kriyas HaTorah, that like line by line, let's call it, there was a translation in Aramaic, which was the vernacular. They spoke Aramaic at the time. And the Aramaic translation we're talking about here is actually the translation that we call the Targum Unculus, like the, and that translation, Unculus lived after Ezra, as it happens. But this translation, the Aramaic translation, has like a sanctity all to itself. And the din of the Mishnah here is that since you have these two people standing side by side in the shul, one doing the reading of the Torah, one translating those words from Hebrew, the original into Aramaic, so the person who's doing the reading should read at most one verse at a time, then pause, really from phrase to phrase, and pause, like an asnacht or whatever it is, and allow the meturgamon, the translator, to then do the translation, and then resume the next line of the Torah reading, the idea being so people should hear and understand and not get confused, and that the meturgamon, the translator himself, shouldn't get confused and mistranslate. Of course, nowadays, that's not done in shuls, outside perhaps Taimani shuls, Yemenite shuls. So we're not doing any translation over here. The reason why is because nowadays people understand Aramaic even less than they understand Hebrew, so there'd be no point in doing it. Uva Navi, when it comes to the public reading of the Navi, that means the Haftar as we call it, Hayu Shloshtan, if there were three verses, I'm sorry, Uvanavi Shlosha, I read that poorly, I'm sorry. Uvanavi Shlosha. And when it comes to reading Navi, the reader can read up to three verses and then have the translator translate three verses at a time. The reason why is because since people aren't really like learning the halacha of what to do from the Navi, they are, as opposed to the Torah, which is, actual halacha. So therefore, we're not so concerned, they'll get things mixed up, and therefore they can have a reading of three at a time. Hayu Shloshtan Shel Shelosh Parshiyos, however, if those three verses contain three different themes, three different topics, the word parshios actually would normally mean technically like the actual parshios, like there's actually a sort of a paragraph structure built into Tanakh. So parshios usually refers to like a new, I'll call it paragraph, like the Psucha and Stuma. But here it doesn't mean that necessarily. It could also mean just three separate themes. That's clear because the example given in the Gemara, which is in Yeshaya, on base, Isaiah 52 verses Chaf Dalet and Hey, actually only comprise two different technical parshios, but there are three different, like Nevuah, three different themes. So if there are three different themes, Koran Echad Echad, so that's too much confusing, and therefore the reader should read one verse at a time, allowing the Meturgamon to explain that verse and that theme, and then go on to the next one. The implication, of course, is if there should be two separate themes, you could combine them for three verses and read them together, and then the translator translate those three verses with the two themes, that would be okay. Medalgan Menavi ve'in Medalgan Metorah. You're allowed to skip around a little bit within the Navi. If you're reading, you could read like two separate sections in one Navi reading. You see in the time of the Mishnah, the particular Haftorah that was read was sort of not determined yet. It was a free-for-all, except for the Arba Parshios, a little more structure over there. But otherwise, it was sort of a bit of a, there's latitude as long as the Haftorah resembled in some way or was connected to in some way the regular Torah reading. It was acceptable, which is why nowadays we have a good amount of variation regarding what the Haftorah is precisely amongst different communities, Ashkenazim, Sephardim, Hasidim, and so on. But in case when it comes to Navi, you could jump around and do two different themes. But Ve'ein Medalgim Torah, when it comes to reading of the Torah, you have to stick to one topic, one section. The truth is, it could be two sections if it's the same topic, like just for example, Yom Kippur, there's two things read. There's the main Torah reading, which covers Achrimos. You have the Torah reading that describes the Kohen Gadol's activities on Yom Kippur. But then afterwards, you read from Parshas Emor, you know, about the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur, as I said over there. So there's a bit of a skip, but that's going to be okay because it's really all in one topic of Yom Kippur. That's going to be okay. But how far of a gap can you skip? But kamahu medaleg, wherever you're skipping, whether we're talking about in Chumash, the reading of the Torah to some degree, or in the Navi, ad kadesh lo yifsok hamaturgamon. It has to be a small enough jump that the person could roll up his Navi far, like scroll up to where he wants to read the next section, all in the time it takes for the translation to occur. So that means the net effect, meaning that the people who are listening to the Kriyas Navi and the translation, or Kriyas HaTorah, are going to not sit around idle for a moment. There'll be the reading of the Navi, then while the translator is doing the translating, the Navi reader will like quickly skip to the next part, and then resume without any, you know, seamlessly without a break. And that's because of Kavod HaTzibur and Tirchad HaTzibura, so people shouldn't sit around twiddling their thumbs doing nothing, which is not considered very respectful to the community. Nowadays, of course, we have sort of every community has its preset determined what Haftorah they'll read, so you follow the minhag, that's straightforward enough, and there's plenty of time between aliyahs. You even have multiple Sifrei Torah, perhaps, open to the right place, as well as you have aliyahs that break up, you know, with Misha Berachs and who knows what in between, and therefore, Lamaisa, these rules are not quite as they're presented in the Mishnah nowadays.